It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Cap or no cap? Is it a lie or is it not? Lopez gives us a sentence, a statement, a thought, and we respond with whether it's a lie or not. Take it away, OG.
Yeah, let's go, man. Cap or no cap, feel free to play at home.
Yeah, man. 713-572-4610. Y'all are welcome.
Y'all ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, man. The loopholes are welcome to participate. It's raining outside. You probably shouldn't be out anyway. Feel free to engage, participate. Again, 713-572-4610. That's the phone number. You can text. That's how you get in. You can also participate on YouTube and Twitch at Sports Radio 610.
All right, we got some good ones here. I'll start with the Olympic basketball. Kevin Durant. He told, I forget who it was, but anyway, he told an ESPN reporter that it's overstated and his calf is fine and it's not going to be an issue at the Olympic Games. Cap or no cap?
That's cap.
Capity cap, cap, cap.
That's a big old cap. Matter of fact.
Yeah, you got the big cap on right there. The big cap. You can see it on.
Hey, if y'all can see me on YouTube and Twitch right now.
That's a big ass cap.
This how big a cap that is, all right?
That's Kevin Durant cap.
It's actually not a bad look on you. It's everybody that's put it on, it's a bad look. That actually looks that looks natural.
Lopez.
That looks good.
This looks ridiculous.
Look at YouTube.
Man, I got one at home. Whenever Tyler ordered these, I ended up somehow taking one home. So I actually have one of these at the house. I might need to bring it back up here because I'm not sure if it was actually supposed to be mine or not.
I'm telling
you. But either way, that's big old cap.
That's a big old cap.
That man is 36 years old.
That's a...
And got a bad calf already.
Last time he had a calf strain, and I'm not wishing any evil on him, he ended up with an Achilles.
Not to mention that he got bird legs. I know they're probably stronger than they look.
Yeah.
But come on, man. If his leg hurt, it's a big deal.
And not to mention that he's already missed more games than they said he would.
And that's no cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got more trust than Aaron Rodgers coming back being MVP than KD.
Yeah. Whew. Okay, speaking of fine, we can't let the people that we like and respect off the hook here. D'Amico Ryans said Joe Mixon will be fine. That he's missed three straight practices. No, more than three now. Well, I guess it will be more than three. Joe Mixon will be fine.
It's got to be four, right?
Four, right?
Because he only practiced in the two. They've had six.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Four.
Cap or no cap? Joe Mixon will be fine.
I think he'll be fine, but I'm going to still go... let's just go no cap, give him the benefit of the doubt. I do think he's going to be fine, but I think there's a little bit more than meets the eye here.
Yeah.
Like, they're clearly not telling us everything. Yeah. So, to answer the question, no cap, but there's something going on there.
Yeah,
I'm going to say no cap, too, because I think he'll be fine to start the regular season and all that, but right now, he making it like it's no big deal. Brother, you missing a couple practices, man.
More than a couple.
Yeah, we ain't just going to blow this off like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that's practice is practice, man.
Yeah.
You missing them, that's something there. But I think as far as what he said, he'll be fine. I'm going to say no cap.
I'm going to say no cap, too. I do buy it. All right, so Ryan Day, you're familiar with his work, right, Figgy?
Yes.
A little bit.
Ohio State football coach. Said they had Big 10 media days, and he said that he's not worried about Michigan, and he thinks they're going to be one of the better teams. Well, Paul Feinbaum had this to say about that.
Molly, I have no idea what he's talking about. I mean, he's lost that game 3 years in a row, and he's talking about how he's his players are motivated to come back and play. Well, I heard that 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and last year, and you stunk in all three games. I mean, what are you talking about? And here's the problem with talking about Ryan Day. You look at his record, and I'm sure Doggy will quote it, and Stephen A. will quote it. It's gaudy. Nobody has a record like him, except you can't choke the biggest game of the year. And to me, if he can't beat Michigan this year when he's got probably the best team in the country along with Georgia, after Harbaugh leaves, after all those great players depart, after a national championship, he ought to be gone.
All right, cap or no cap, Ryan Day is not too worried about the import of the Michigan game.
What? Come on, dude. See how big this cap is I got on?
You got a bigger one.
Are y'all watching?
You need to get a bigger one.
Y'all can't even see my damn face, which might be a good thing, but that's all right. That is big old cap.
By the way.
That's all that job is.
YouTube is saying it does look good. Look good on you. I've never seen anybody pull
man,
that off.
Man, look. Why are they gaslighting me, man? This cap is ridiculous. It don't even look good on if this cardboard box, if she was real, it wouldn't look good on her either. It don't look good on nobody. That's the whole reason why. That's the whole reason for it.
Cap or no cap, Figgy?
That is cap, man.
Cap, as you say.
Yeah, cavity cap. And not only should he be looking over his shoulder, he need to be looking over his back, like Exorcist style. His head should be turned all the way around looking at Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly waiting to get that job.
Just licking his chops.
Boy, Chip Kelly is waiting to get that job.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you ready for the can of worms? Here's a big old can of worms as big as that cap you're wearing.
Let's get into it.
Zach Lowe was on, I'll remember the podcast name here.
Well, it can only be a handful.
His podcast.
It was the Lowe podcast.
Yeah, he does the Lowe post.
It was the Lowe podcast. And he actually stated a very strong case, but he said this.
I'm not saying I'm definitively ranking him over anybody. I got to like do the actual deep dive, but I have been pretty hard on the island of like, I think I'd rank him above Kobe for sure. Let me amend that. I think I would rank him above Kobe all time. I think he's probably closer to the 6th, 7th, 8th range. I'm doing this off the top of my head than he is the 12th, 13th, 14th range of all time. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. Someday I'm going to have to do the Tim Duncan deep dive.
He said Tim Duncan, he would rank higher than Kobe. Cap or no cap?
So this one is harder I thought the first half, like, so their careers for the most part parallel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first half of their careers, I would go Duncan over Kobe. And the back half of the career, I would go Kobe over Duncan. In which case, it does feel like a wash. Do they not both have the 5-2?
I think Duncan got five.
Has five. Yeah. Kobe has five. Kobe had Shaq.
Yeah, but I mean, he was excellent though.
I think it's a great question.
Kobe had Shaq, but it did not diminish the light. It didn't. Yeah. So I'm a Zach Lowe, man. He knows his stuff. I'm gonna take this cap off. I'm gonna go no cap on that. And I know it's controversial. Kobe has much more of a hive than Tim Duncan, even in the state of Texas. But I'm gonna go no. I understand where he's coming from with this.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no cap too. And I think it's a good point, man. I think it's a good argument. A lot of people don't really rank power forwards and centers up there. We always go for the guards. But I think it's a conversation to be had, man. I think either way you can kind of push back on whatever point.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a solid argument he makes, and like you said, Zach Lowe knows a lot of basketball. All right, one more here. So we all saw Joe Burrow. Somebody was saying, of course, we've heard the M&M and all that stuff. Somebody said on a podcast, who's that girl that got a ride home from with
Amber Rose? Amber Rose.
Somebody said it looks like Amber Rose.
I've seen a lot of jokes about this, too.
So he had his availability. He looks like Amber Rose. So he had his availability yesterday.
I can't unsee it.
I know.
I can't unsee it.
In Cincinnati. And Joe Burrow responded to why he cut his hair.
BJ said that if I buzzed it and bleached it, he would do it too. So now everybody's got to hold him accountable because he's got to do it in the next week. I got bored. That's about it.
He said he got bored. I'm going to start this one because later on in that cut, he said that think they did it in high school going into the playoffs, kind of like South Lake Carroll does it every year. The South Lake Carroll, they all bleach their hair every year.
Yes,
you know,
man.
I'm going to call cap. I there's got to be another reason on this. Not the bet, you know. Not got bored. I think he's trying to channel that. Hey, you know, let's all do this kind of thing, which they're not. But I'm going to call cap.
Yeah, I'm going to call cap too. But also, I'm just confused. I mean, maybe there are people that do the I got bored. I've just never been the maybe I've been, you know, because I've been wearing the same hairstyle for the majority of my adult life. But I've never, and I don't have born hair either. So yeah. That could be part of it. But I've just never understood the I got bored. Maybe Figgy might, because I know you dye your hair. You've had a lot of different hairstyles.
Yeah, but I ain't doing it because I thought they looked cool.
That's
yeah.
me. I'm yeah. like, man, I've never been like, okay, I'm bored. Let me do something with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I don't really get that one.
Yeah, I
honestly think it's a cop out. I think he probably wanted to go blonde at one point, but you know, scared of criticism.
It in high school.
Yeah, scared of criticism. So. He tried to use it. Oh, I'm just bored, so I'll try something different.
Yeah.
Like, nah, embrace it, man. If this is what you wanted, embrace it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I guess. Embrace it, sure, and I can respect that. It ain't the best of looks.
Oh, God, no.
I got to tell you.
The Amber Rose thing does stick with you. It does stick with
you. I cannot see it. Fortunately for him,
yeah.
And I pointed this out when there was a bit of a controversy here with CJ.
Mm-hmm.
She got a tattoo on her head.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fortunately for Joe Burrow, he ain't got that damn board yet.
Yeah, there's always next year.
That is Cap or No Cap coming up next on In the Loop. We go around the NFL. Don't miss it. Sports Radio 610.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.